staff would like to make a comment before I read the next case and see where we go. I just noted that case 13047 and 13048 were approved last April 2024 for a three-year period. Therefore, they technically didn't have to come back tonight. I have that noted, but I'm not sure why we didn't pick up on it, unless I thought it was expiring. But the findings are in here, and that's where we are.
I didn't think we had it for 13047. Yeah. I thought it was 13046,
maybe.
Oh, might have said the wrong one. Whatever. Oh.
The first one was 48 and 49.
48 and 49.
Sorry.
I remember 48.
The next two that are coming up.
Gotcha.
Well, let me look at the findings. They came in.
Yeah, should have caught it way sooner. I was reading my note going, what did I just say?
Yeah, it says that it was approved.
April 24.
Yeah, case number 12926. Is that right?
Yes.
We'll make sure we get, and that's the one at the Tanger Outlets.
I believe we applied for a three-year approval for that one last year. During the course of the correspondence with regards to the parcel number issue with the Bethany Loop location I presented first, I believe the board may have had some confusion over the rescindence of that three-year approval for the Tanger Outlets. Happy to present it again or do whatever the board would like here.
I guess one thing that might be there is, and just for the record, this is Mr. Bushaw, who's been previously been sworn in, so just have that for the record on this one. The one condition was that if the tenant is to be relocated elsewhere on the property, you would have to apply for a new special use exception.
Correct.
Is this tent in the same location as the prior application?
Yes.
Okay, so there's no change there. The tent would be used from June 24 to July 4th. There's no change there. And then it says here, a portion of the parking lot used for limited pod storage, and that's to be removed, and it's valid for 3 years. And if that's the case, if it's not been moved, I don't think we need another approval.
The tent has not been moved, but what did you say for the first date of sale?
June 21.
Okay, as long as June 21 is correct, we should be
okay.
Yeah,
it's the same that we've done with the prior ones. I think the only issue would be is if it was going to be relocated elsewhere on the property, that would require it to come back. So
it's on the same place that it was last year during 2024.
So then it seems to me that they would not need to, and unless you wanted to try and come, you know.
Well, I mean, I can, if I may propose it to have an approval through 2027. The reason for the three-year approvals this year is because we have a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, July 4th. We call it a weekend wrap. They're very successful selling years for us, and we have every intention of returning. So if I may apply for approval for this spot, the Tanger Outlets location through 2027, I would move to do so.
Okay, so then if that's the case, then I think we need to go through the normal public hearing process where you would present everything, because you're asking basically for a new approval.
Sure. On this.
Sorry about that.
Okay, sir.
I'll read it to the record if you want me to read the little blurb. Case number 13048, Keystone Novelties Distributors seek a special use exception for a temporary tent sale, section 11580 and 115210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Coastal Highway at the intersection of Coastal Highway and Holland Glade Road within the Tanger Outlet Complex. The 911 address is 36470 Seaside Outlet Drive in Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1, tax parcel district 334, map 13, parcel 325.06. And we have no letters of support or opposition or mail return.
I'll make this one short and sweet for you guys. We've been going to this location for many, many, many years in Rehoboth at the outlets. The landlord likes having us back, and I know we get a lot of good business at this location. Tent will be a 2040 tent approximately, as identified in the map, same spot as last year. Storage container to the left, so this operator does pack up and secure the product every night, so the product is secure. Similar situation with regards to the lighting at night, all interior lighting with a generator. And everything of that nature there. This tent aligns with our standard operating procedure for the remainder of the program, and I would be requesting an approval for this through 2027. It'll be 3 years, including this year.
Question. So then, over the application says 623 to 74, the one that I'm looking at, 13048. And I thought I heard mention of 621.
That was what we approved previously, Dr. Carson.
So then, if this is approved, then I'm assuming that dates will shift as the calendar shifts?
It shouldn't, because July 4th is July 4th.
Okay.
So that's the thing we kind of looked at, I think, previously is had they've come and said July, or June 21 to July 4th.
Okay. So which way are we going, 21 or 23rd?
Go with the 23rd.
Thank you. Just wanted to get clarified.
Yep.
I mean, are you looking for a motion, sir? Or you got to do
We're
your...
We're not there yet.
All right. Yeah. Let me know when you're ready.
All right.
If I may, I'd just like to run through the prior findings real quick so we can affirm some of these things.
My apologies.
The tent will be set up in the single row parking by the road, is that right?
Correct.
There have not been any complaints about the tent?
No.
The outlets have security that monitors the ground?
Correct.
I think you said the products can be stored in a locked shipping container outside the operational hours?
Correct.
Will occupy roughly 8 parking spots, and the tenant occupying 5 parking spaces, the shipping container occupying 2 spaces, and a few others for buffer areas, is that right?
Correct.
Hours of operation is 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. with occasional 10 o'clock closing time?
Correct.
And they'll follow the operating hours of the outlets?
Correct.
Is it going to be staked with, will it be secured with stakes on the side closest to the road and cement blocks on the other side?
Correct.
Does the landlord have a right to relocate the tent?
Correct. But if that were to happen, we would come here and try this case again.
And then there'll be no outside loudspeaker or music, and there'll be not any additional noise, vibration, or smells?
Correct.
I believe you said the lighting would be throughout the tent, but no outside lighting.
Correct.
And the same thing, we need the 3 days of setup prior to the sale and 10 days post-sale to take the tent down?
Yes.
All right, I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes.
Anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13048 for Keystone Novelty Distributors. Entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 13048 for the special use exception for Keystone Novelties, and with the understanding that the stipulations and conditions that Mr. Sharp mentioned regarding this particular piece of property are part of the approval process, and that the approval is requested for a 3-year period concluding in 2027.
Second that.
Question and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Lovinguth.
Aye.
Dr. Carson.
Aye.
And aye too. So we voted 5-0, sir, your case is approved. Next case.